To the Mike Dolce Show, episode 79, on location in Dallas, Texas. We are at an undisclosed location right now, the official host hotel for UFC 171, Johnny Hendricks versus Robbie Lawler. And why am I here? You guys know why I'm here. I'm here to help our man, Johnny Big Rig Hendricks, win that UFC welterweight world title, coming off a highly controversial split decision loss to longtime reigning champion George St. Pierre. Johnny is motivated more than he's ever been for any fight before. And when I say motivated, guys, let me tell you, Johnny is leaner. He is lighter. He is stronger. He is meaner, more focused than he's ever been, fighting an opponent we believe is more dangerous than any opponent he's ever fought inside the UFC. The resurgence of Robbie Lawler is a storyline unto itself. Robbie's been in the game for, I think, 12 years or so fighting professionally. He's 31. He started at 19 years old inside the UFC before the UFC had the mainstream appeal it has right now. Before Ultimate Fighter won in 2005, Robbie Lawler was inside the UFC, and he's finally made his way to the top, only to run into, unfortunately for Robbie, Johnny Big Rig Hendricks. So we've been working, been getting Johnny in shape with his strength coach, Adrian Ramirez, A-Ram, as we know him to be. Also, head coach Mark Lehman and striking coach Stephen Warman. They're representing the very proud Team Takedown here in Texas. So it's nice to be here in Johnny's hometown. He lives about a half hour from the American Airlines Arena. That is the venue in which this card will be contested. And I gotta tell you guys, I am excited to be here, part of this event. I've been to God knows how many of these UFCs and big fights now. 50 fights, 100 fights, dozens and dozens and dozens of fights. And I don't want to say I ever get bored, but sometimes it's business as usual. It's planes, trains, automobiles, it's hotel rooms, it's the fight week preparations, the things that we do here to make these shows go the way they are. And sometimes it loses a little bit of the luster. You get so focused on the work, you forget that you're part of something special. Well, this is something special, to be a part of this with Johnny in his hometown, having been with him now for 6 fights. That's a huge chunk of this man's career. So I feel like I'm a part of it, and I do not lose the thought. I do not lose the impact that this fight card has on the world of MMA. George St. Pierre has stepped down, relinquished his welterweight title. A new contender, a new challenger, a new champion is going to start a new reign, a new era in the UFC, in the world of MMA. And I'm happy and I'm proud to be part of that. And this card is stacked. So if you guys care, take a look at UFC Fight Pass. I have Fight Pass. Now, for those of you listening, if you don't know what Fight Pass is the UFC's version of Netflix, and I think it's freaking awesome. It's $9.99 a month. I don't get a single penny of it, so don't think I'm shilling for the company, because I'm not. I'm talking as a fan right now. I freaking love Fight Pass. What did I watch? I just watched Nogueira versus Krokop back in the Pride days. I watched Johnny versus GSP, and then I watched Gustafsson versus Jimmy Manawa and Luke Barnett and everybody else on the card over in England. So we're getting pay-per-view quality cards on UFC Fight Pass for $9.99 a month. Plus, you're getting a huge database that's constantly being updated, only for $9.99 a month. How can you not beat that? Why do I say that? Because 4 of this weekend's fights will be on Fight Pass. And then that moves on to the Fox Sports 2, where Kelvin Gastelum's going to be competing against Ricky Story. as that main event, and then moving on to the actual main card on pay-per-view, we have Hector Lombard versus Jake Shields in a welterweight battle. Miles Jury versus Diego Sanchez. That's a lightweight war. Then we have Carlos Condit versus Tyron Woodley for possibly the number one contendership versus whoever is the winner of Johnny Hendricks versus Robbie Lawler for the welterweight title. And then we have Nikita Krylov versus Ovis St. Preux. Now, if you guys know Ovis St. Preux, he is a light heavyweight. He's a monster in that weight class. He's also a 3 weeks to shredded Dolce diet advocate. He came up to me, shook my hand after his last fight, thanked me for 3 weeks to shredded, said it was the easiest weight cut of his career. He went out there, dominated, and finished a very tough opponent in Cody Donovan. You actually go to the DolceDiet.com or DolceDietShop.com, click on the 3 weeks to shredded page. You'll see the on-air interview of Ovis St. Preux with Karen Bryant, where he actually talks about being on the Dolce diet to get in shape for that. So normally he has to kill himself during fight week. On 3 weeks to shredded, it was the easiest weight cut of his career and the best performance of his UFC career. I am hyped about that. I love it. Frankie Edgar, Evan Dunham, TJ Grant. These are all UFC superstars that use 3 weeks to shredded. The humble manual that I put out in 2007. In this day, in 2014, it stands the test of time. 3 weeks to shredded is taking over the sport of MMA, and we are about to release a revised version of 3 weeks to shredded. So get the one that's on stands right now or wait for the other one. It doesn't matter because it's the same information. We're going to have a few more bells and whistles, but nothing to hold off on. If you need to make weight, get in shape. That's the way to do it. Now, what I wanted to do, I'm here in the hotel. I apologize for any issues with sound. You guys are familiar with the Dolce Diet studio, and I think we have a pretty decent setup. We get lots of compliments on our mic stands and such. So I'm actually going guerrilla style right now because I wanted to make sure we have a podcast out for you. Unfortunately, the beautiful Brandy is not here right now. She is back home in Dolce Diet Central doing what we do, taking care of you guys and making sure that we are ready to run and do this thing. So I'm going to record this, ship it off to her. She's going to produce it, pop it out there, and hopefully we'll have it for you guys later on today. What I do want to do is I want to hop on right now to our Facebook page, Facebook.com/TheDolceDiet, and I'm going to take some of your questions that I have not read yet, and we're going to see how well we do. So, first question from Adam Porter. Dolce, you should comment on this during one of your podcasts, and it's an article from the Wall Street Journal. Are high-protein diets a good way to lose weight? Sure. But they may not be good for you in the end. A diet high in protein, low in carbohydrates can help shed pounds and normalize blood glucose levels. However, I'm opening it right now. Improvements that lower risk, but you will you live longer on a high protein, low carb diet? Two studies in the current edition of scientific journal Cell Metabolism suggest the opposite. One involvement, blah, 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 blah. So what they're saying is high-protein diets, yes, they can help you in the short term lose weight. In the long term, is that a good thing for you? Here at the Dolce Diet, I say no. We say no, and we've been proving that for decades now. High-protein, high-fat, high carbohydrate, low fat, low protein, low carbohydrate. It's all bupkis, bunk, BS. What you need is a diet high in moderation, high in earth-grown nutrients, high in real food. So if you're listening to anybody out there that is telling you you should only eat protein, you should only eat fat, slap them in the face. And tell them to go and check their facts, check their scientific studies. And then ask them to pull up their shirt and show you their abs. How about that? I'd love to see that. All these pseudo-experts out there, take your shirt off. Let's see how you look. Post your blood work. Let's see how that looks. How healthy are you really? How far can you run? How let's say the 3 mile. How far is that a 5K? That's a 5K. How fast is your 5K or 10K? Can you even run a 10K? Can you do a double body weight bench press? Or how about a body weight bench press for reps? Can you do a double body weight squat for reps? Or deadlift for reps? Can you do 20, 30, 40 chin-ups nonstop? What can you do? What has actually given you the ability to spout off this misinformation? Like I said in the beginning of the year, guys, this is the year Mike Dolce puts his foot up your ass. I'm selling truth here. That's what I'm doing. I'm sharing what works. If what I say doesn't work, no professional athlete would hire me. Think about that. You know, all these other people out there that they have their websites and they have their blogs and they have their podcasts and they try and tell you what's best. I ask you, who hires them for their opinion? Who hires them for their work, for their research, for their experience? What does their resume truly look like? Well, look at mine. The world's greatest athletes hire me time and again to get them in the best shape of their career. And every single time we work together, they get better and better and better with the exact same principles I share with you every week on this podcast. Every time I talk, every time I write, every time I work and do my thing, I tell you what works. What has worked for me and for my scores of students and clients and fans and followers around the world. Hundreds of thousands of people are now following the Dolce diet and we are smashing records. We look great. We feel great. We have energy for days. We are living longer. We are living better. We are living lean. Guys, I'm serious about this. So these high protein, low carbohydrate diets, it's bullshit. It is bullshit. One could even say, Dolce, your Dolce diet is higher in carbohydrates than most other programs. Why is that? Fruit will make you fat, the bodybuilders say. Quinoa will kill you, the paleo people say. And I say, bupkis, BS, bullshit. It is bullshit. That's just other people trying to turn a dime on your lack of information, on your trust. Eat what is natural. Eat what is real. Eat in moderation and eat a great variety to obtain the most highest quality nutrients from the widest array of healthy food sources. How can that be bad? It's not bad. It's actually the way we do it. You want to test me? Well, turn on TV or TV on Friday. Watch Johnny Hendricks step on the scale. Coming down from 205 pounds to weigh 170.00. And then watch him on Saturday night live on pay-per-view around the world. And see him at 195 pounds. Winning the UFC world title, fighting for 5 5-minute rounds, 25 minutes nonstop. You want to talk about Olympians being the greatest athletes on the planet? They're not bad. World-class MMA is truly the epitome of athletic achievement. That's what we're doing here, guys. That's what we're talking about. Wow, all that from one question. Let's move on. Lori, why not? Vic, our good friend, she posts, my husband posted when he lost 100 pounds. He is now down 146 pounds and feeling great. We're going to be going our first UFC fight this weekend to see Hendricks bring home the welterweight title. Hope to see you from the crowd. Lori, I hope to see you guys too. And I have watched the transformation of your husband. He looks amazing. I actually posted on my Twitter feed today the photo of him from May of 2012 to March of 2014, down 146 pounds in 1.5 years following the Dolce diet lifestyle, Lori posts. Lori, I appreciate that. Think about that, guys. 146 pounds lost in 1.5 years. How amazing is that? You hear that? That's me clapping. I'm proud. I love that. Like I say, if you've lost 20 pounds and kept it off, you have made a major lifestyle change. Respect. If you've lost 146 pounds, you are the man. That's freaking awesome. I love it. Thanks, Lori, for posting. Heather and Tracy McMullen, Baldwin. Are you going to be in Dallas with Johnny Hendricks this week? Absolutely. I'm here right now. And now we have Edgar Boo Dahar. I was 243 in March last year. Does this deserve a boom? And he posted a photo standing on the scale at 203 pounds. Edgar Boo Dahar has lost 40 pounds. Boom! That's right. You get a boom, my man. I'm proud of you. That's freaking awesome. What else do we have? Blah, 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 blah. Valina Tubbs at the Marriott in Pittsburgh and asked, if the meat is antibiotic-free and the salmon... Oh, at the Marriott in Pittsburgh, and I asked if the meat was antibiotic-free and the salmon was wild-caught. I was told all the meat is hormone and antibiotic-free and all the fish is wild-caught. Why don't I believe them? Because they're probably lying. Most people pretty much lie. Most businesses lie. The FDA, the USDA, they lie. They hide the facts. Is the Marriott in Pittsburgh, or are they being true and honest? It's possible. I would have to do more research to know for sure. And I love the fact, Valina, that you actually ask the questions that we ask you to ask. You are in charge for your health. I do not eat anything unless I know exactly where it comes from. And if I have any doubt in my mind, guess what? I'll have a water, please. Purified. Thank you. And I keep it moving. Joel Manson, do women need to make any modifications when following the Dolce diet principles? No. The Dolce diet principles, let's break them down. Number one, eat earth-grown nutrients. That's real food. Number two, we eat every 2 to 4 hours based on what we just did and what we're about to do. Number three, we eat until we're satisfied, not until we're full. Number four, we stay accountable, which means we do it every meal, every day, period, the end. All too often, I get people saying, oh, Mike, I can't seem to lose weight. I can't seem to gain muscle. I eat perfectly. I have the perfect diet. And I say, wow, really? That's odd. You have the perfect diet and you can't lose or gain the weight that you want. What did you eat today? Well, today was different. I woke up late. My wife didn't go shopping. My kid was 6. So today was bad. But all the other days I eat perfect. And I slap them in the face, kick them in the stomach, and say, be accountable. Don't waste my time. Corey Ray posts, this is bleeping disgusting. 14 things you need to know about your bacon. Let me click on it. Maybe you guys are interested here. Boom, 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 as we're loading. About 100 million pigs are slaughtered in the United States each year, making about 23 billion pounds of pork. 95% of those pigs are raised on industrial farms, and oh my God, this photo is just terrible. Oh, it's terrible. I don't know if I'll post it. It just shows these poor pigs just penned up in these dark, shitty cages, and there's thousands of them. This is what you're eating. At many industrial farms, pens are overcrowded and animals live with injuries and diseases, according to the investigations by the Humane Society of the United States, Mercy for Animals, and PETA. Industrial farming practices have evolved to deal with these problems, but sometimes the solutions lead to more problems. For example, overcrowded pigs will bite at each other's tails, which often leads to infection and even death. To prevent that, farm workers dock piglets' tails when they are 2 to 5 days old, but the piglets aren't given anesthesia to mitigate the pain. How terrible is that? It makes me so mad. Most female breeding pigs spend their entire lives in tiny stalls where they are unable to turn around, and these stalls are absolutely terrible. They're barely wider than the pig's body. They just stand there. They're these filthy baby-making machines. About 90% of mom pigs live in the 2-foot by 7-foot metal-sided stalls known as gestation crates. Basically, you're asking a sow to live in an airline seat, says animal scientist Dr. Temple Grandin, who we know from the HBO documentary. I recommend everybody watch it. It was excellent. Claire Danes actually played Dr. Temple Grandin. The crates cause open wounds, pressure sores, infections, and bleeding gums from biting the bars. Their waste falls through the slatted floors, meaning the pigs sit immobilized above the fumes of their own feces. But the crates are, quote, the best housing system for ensuring the well-being of sows, says the National Pork Producer Council. Bullshit. Number four, 80% of U.S. pigs are fed a controversial growth drug that's banned in Europe, China, and Russia. Are you kidding me? Communist China and Russia banned this damn stuff. And here it's legal in the United States. The National Pork Producers Council say it's entirely safe to eat pigs that were raised with the drug ractopamine, which makes them grow leaner and faster. Countries that have banned pork from hogs fed ractopamine have done so to protect their domestic pork producers, says David Warner from the NPPC. Or blah, 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 in the EU's case because it believes there could be adverse health effects at some point down the road. Blah, blah. The National Board says the drug is safe based on rigorous scientific reviews led by the FDA, which we all know the FDA is looking out for our best interest, right? They're not looking to pad the pockets of their lobbyists, their buddies. But the Center for Food Safety says Codex approval was based only on one human study of six young men, one of whom dropped out after experiencing adverse health effects. The human health impacts are more debatable than the effects of ractopamine on animals. The drug has triggered more adverse reports in pigs than any other animal drug on the market, says journalist Helena Bottomiller after her 2012 review of the FDA reports. Pigs suffered from hyperactivity, trembling, broken limbs, inability to walk, and death. Bottomiller got access to the FDA reports under the Freedom of Information request. The FDA says the data does not establish that the drug caused these effects. The CFS and the Animal League Defense Fund sued the FDA in October for withholding records pertaining to ractopamine safety. Because ractopamine is banned in countries where American companies want to sell meat, some producers are starting to cut down its use. Oh, my God. So, sometimes dead piglet parts are ground up and fed to living pigs. Oh, that's freaking awesome. A recent HSUS undercover... All right, guys, I'm getting along here on the pig pork treatment. This is another reason why in the Dolce diet we don't eat pork. We say stay away from pork. They're filthy animals on their own, but these poor animals should be allowed to live lives that they were intended. If you see these photos, and I'll post these photos on our Facebook page, you will be blown away and feel absolutely terrible. Now, what are we going? Blah, blah, blah. Brian Parker. I just started the Dolce diet about 2 weeks ago, and I love it, but I've been dieting on and off for years. Really changed my life permanently 6 months ago. My question is, 3 weeks of shredded, is that a permanent weight loss or a temporary one? I'm following the Dolce diet to a T right now, and I think I don't need 3 weeks of shredded because I'm not looking for immediate results. And wow, his photos are awesome. June of 07, 300 pounds. February 14, 205 pounds. Military man, thank you for your service. Well, Brian, here's what I want to say. Follow Living Lean. The Living Lean plan and Living Lean cookbook, that is your lifelong process. That is guaranteed, or not guaranteed, that is created to help average healthy males get down below 12% body fat, ideally towards 10% body fat, maybe even as low as 8% body fat. For women, we want to get you down to the 20% range, maybe even lower, just above 16. That would be awesome. Your question is 3 weeks of shredded a permanent weight loss or temporary one? It is temporary. 3 weeks of shredded is based upon a weight cut. Now, if you go to thedolcediet.com, you can see my article on what is a weight cut versus weight loss. A weight cut is the temporary reduction of body weight for a specific purpose, whether it be strict cosmetic. You are going to the beach with that girl or boy of your dreams, and you want to look banging. 3 weeks of shredded is the way to go. You have an upcoming MMA fight, weight class dominated competition, and you need to be absolutely perfect. 3 weeks to shredded is the way to go. You have a wedding coming up, and you want to get down one, two, three more sizes of that dress or that suit. 3 weeks to shredded is the way to go. But after those 3 weeks, we want to transition back on to the Living Lean program because that's the way to really sustain and make that progress. Brian Parker, awesome stuff, brother. Thank you. What else? Here we go. Blah, blah, blah. Rocky Solo. Hope I say that name. Rook. R-O-Q-U-E. Solo. The Dolce diet. Is eating farm-raised tilapia as bad as eating farm-raised salmon? In my opinion, yes. And unless I know the exact farm it's coming from, because some farms actually have decent, procedures. And when I say some, I mean like almost none. But I can't group everybody into that category. So I'll say some. In my world, I only eat wild caught. If it's not wild caught, I'm not eating it. I'm sorry. I'm going to get water and I'm going to fast that meal. I'm going to miss that meal. I would rather miss a meal than poison myself. That's the way to go it. Justino Paisano, opinion on suja juice to be added to, I don't know what that is. I'll look into it. Fred the chef, my brother. What's up, Fred? How you doing, man? Fred the chef, everybody check him out. Fred the chef on Facebook. He is the man. He's a writer for Train Hard Fight ED, Fighters Only, an amazing, excellent chef. And he just says, a true master, the Dolce diet. Salute. Well, I salute you too, my good friend. Much respect. Chefs, if you are a chef out there, get in touch. I love chefs. I love to learn from you guys. I don't fancy myself as an executive, as a master chef. I am more of a sport chef. I am a get-it-done chef. I am a proud Italian, and we're all born with that chef gene. But I'm not like Fred the chef. Check him out. What else do we have? Chris Nano, Dolce team, don't count calories, make calories count. I get it. Here's the problem. My job consists of a lot of walking, and I burn 1,500 calories a day from that. I want to make sure I'm eating enough. Is there a way to track, figure out how many calories I'm burning from the UFC fit activities? I'll get a better idea if I need eating enough. Chris, I'm not refuting you here, but what I am saying is I doubt that you're burning 1,500 calories a day from working as a mailman. I don't know. Maybe you're working in San Francisco. You're going up and down those treacherous hills. I'd like to learn a little bit more about you and your program before I know for sure. But I'd say that 1,500 calorie a day sounds a little high. But remember, the Dolce Diet principles, we cover this. We eat only earth-grown nutrients. We eat every 2 to 4 hours based on what you just did and what you're about to do. So for you, I'd be eating every 2 hours. I'd be stoking that furnace, making sure I have the fuel I need to push that cart and get this job done. You want to make sure you're eating enough. Now you are on the UFC Fit. You're doing UFC Fit. You're following UFC Fit. You're training with the UFC Fit 12-week program, which means you have a free membership to the UFC Fit online community. I hope you've signed in, because we actually have it built that you can track your calorie burn per workout. So every workout you can go in and you can post how well you did. Did you keep up with me and the Fit team? Did you do just a little bit less than us? Did you do a little bit more? How did you feel? How are you sweating? We have the algorithm built to tell you approximately how many calories you burned. And then if you go to our UFC Fit meal tracker, you put in all the food that you're eating, then you can tell how much you're consuming and how much you're burning. That is what we're doing with UFC Fit, guys. That's why I'm so excited. That's why I want every one of you listening to go to UFCFit.com and check it out. Get it. Get started now. It's awesome. And it's every single day it's getting better. Every Monday we have a conference call with the UFC Fit team. And we say, what can we do better? What can we do better? What can we do better? And every week we have our action steps of things that as a team we are all doing better. And the tech side is killing it. They're blowing it up. Every time you sign on to UFCFit.com, you'll see it's better. What else? Jesse Riley. The only thing besides everything from Onnit that I wanted for my birthday got here a day before. Thanks for being my hero, Mike. Ah, you are awesome. And it's a picture of the Dolce Diet Sport Pack. And I appreciate that. Guys, if you haven't seen the Sport Pack, check it out. Dolce.shop.com. I have one right now. You'll see me fight week with it all the time. It folds up to the size of a wallet, but unfolds to the size of a regulation shopping bag in the supermarket with book bag back straps. So when I'm traveling the world, I have one of these in my pocket. When I need to fill my supplies up, I just take it out. Boom, I throw a gallon of water in there. I throw my fruit, my food, whatever I need on the go. On my cell phone, my chargers, all that stuff fits in my Dolce Diet Sport Pack. I love it, Jesse. You seem to love it too. I appreciate that, brother. What else do we have, guys? We are closing in on the 30-minute mark here. I'm going to keep this show to 30 minutes because I'm running out of power on this computer, and I don't know where my cord is. I'm getting unpacked right now. I want to thank you guys for following me, for staying in touch, for signing in. Check us out on Twitter, at The Dolce Diet. Check us out on our Facebook page. That's what I read today, all the Facebook comments. And make sure you go to our iTunes page and leave us a comment. If you like this show, let me know. I want to hear about it. I want to know about it on our iTunes page. And Apple and iTunes will actually promote this show more if you guys do that for us. So thank you. I do appreciate that in advance. Also, I want to send you guys to our sponsor, Onnit. Check out onnit.com/Dolce. Use promo code Dolce to save 10% off everything you order. And you better be ordering the Metabolate Choco-Free Healthy Chocolate product. You guys know I love it. I talk about it all the time. It is awesome. Also, check out cavemanfoods.com/Dolce. Again, promo code Dolce, save 10%. Check out those bars. I want to hear what you think. People are loving the Caveman Food Bars. They are Dolce approved, and they are the bomb. Do we have anything else? I'm going to try and come back with a couple shows this week. Maybe I'll get Coach Adrian Ramirez, strength coach for Johnny Hendricks, Coach Mark Lehman, try and get those guys in here. We're going to do a little round table, and maybe even I'll get the soon-to-be UFC welterweight champion, Johnny Big Rig Hendricks. Once again, guys, thank you so much for everything, for being a part of this, for propelling our success forward. The more successful we are, the more successful you are. We are a team. We are in this together. I am here for you. That's what I get up out of my bed every day and do, is I want to work for you. I want to help you. I want to get you better. I want you to have the energy that I have right now. I'm bouncing off the walls here. I need something more to do. I think I'm going to go for a run. All right, guys, remember, don't count calories. Make calories count. Boom.